This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is Dax, are you
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Welcome to Hashtag Fatherhood with Bennett and Battle.
Hashtag Fatherhood, we are back. I am back from Ocho Rios, Jamaica. That's why we've been tardy with this podcast. Sorry to leave you hanging there, Battle.
Yeah, no, that's fine. You're globetrotting and I'm here pulling my hair out. So we say we want to do an episode once a week, but it's been... A month.
Has it been a month?
Probably.
Is that right?
You're a disaster.
Ah,
so
Jesus.
Do you still have a daughter? How old is she now? 47?
I have a kid?
Yeah.
Oh my God. I forgot I had a kid while I was in Jamaica. Like when you're in Jamaica for like at least 24 hours, you suddenly forget everything that you had back home. Like a life you had. I totally forgot I had a kid. Like, oh damn.
So
should probably check in.
What happened here? You were
going
to Jamaica.
It's a work trip. It was a work trip.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
It's not like you're going to Cleveland to sell paper. You're going to a work trip to Jamaica to sit on a resort for a week.
Yeah, it was tough. I know you feel bad for me. We had a broadcast live, my morning show, Bennett and Raven on 96.5 TDY. We were live Monday and Tuesday of last week, but we were there Saturday and Sunday as well to kind of like get ourselves acclimated to the resort, Sandals Ochi. And it was a delight. It's an adult-only resort, so we had to leave Kira with my parents. So they were pumped to spend the week with her.
So you didn't... So this... Okay, you didn't bring the kids. So this is the first...
First vacation.
Mom and dad vacation away without the kid.
This is like the honeymoon we never had.
Yeah, all bought and paid for.
All bought and paid for, baby. That's the only way, the honeymoon.
Okay.
So we drove Kira up.
Go ahead.
The night before to New York, that's where my parents live. So we dropped her off, then we came back, and then we took the flight out of Philly.
Why
the next
you just
day.
Fly out of New York?
Well, since it's all bought and paid for, they determined our flight, so I wasn't going to question anything.
Yeah.
But yeah, so it was
They paid for your flight,
everything.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
It's good to be Bennett.
I had to work.
Yes. Yeah.
Very hard work.
So you and the wife went down to Jamaica. You left. Now, was she upset when you dropped her off at your parents?
Yes.
Okay.
She was upset. We were upset. I was so anxious leaving her. Not that I don't trust my parents, obviously. They raised me and I came out.
Well,
all right. Okay. Jury's still
sure.
out. But, you know, we're so used to our routine, right? Bedtime routine, dinner. Like, I'm just so used to her being attached to my hip. Everywhere I go 24/7. So it felt unnatural. So she was a little upset us leaving. We were upset driving back to Philly without her in the car seat. It just felt weird.
It was probably a lot quieter.
Definitely a lot quieter. A lot less Frozen songs being played in the car too.
Yeah. I know routines are huge for kids.
Yeah.
Around this age, like two, where Harrison just turned two. So Kira's like 3 months older.
Yeah.
Right? So like if you screw up the routine,
it's off.
It's chaos.
It's straight chaos. But luckily, my mom, her Nana, you know, kept her routine as best as possible. And what I found out, getting back from Jamaica is that it is healthy to leave your kid behind for a vacation. Like, I know, like, really? That seems obvious, but you just have to do it. You just have to just make that leap because everyone benefited from it. Like, my wife and I, we had a great time. We got to learn about ourselves again, because do you forget, like, who you were as a human being before you had Harrison?
Yeah, it feels like 40 years ago.
That's what I mean.
But it's only been two.
Like, we never have those moments together, my wife and I, were without the kid. So we got to learn about each other again, learn about ourselves, find ourselves in Jamaica. Kira had a great time with her Nana and Grandy. You know,
So that's my question, because I'm sure the initial dropping her off, leaving her with her, not that she hates her grandparents. She loves her grandparents, but not, you know, plucking her down, going, or plopping her down and saying, hey, all right, we'll see you later. In a week. You know, I'm sure there was initial,
I had to like sneak out of the house.
Yeah, like
I had
running,
to like
crying. But I don't know how long that lasts.
Like, and not for long.
Kid. Maybe 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Right? And then you have to just kind of, what's the term my wife uses? Not distract, but, not derail. Sorry, I'm still waking up. I'm having my coffee.
Well, they get over it. I mean, they adapt, and not only do they adapt, but they thrive. Like, when we picked Kira up, I feel like she got like 5 years older. Like, her hair seemed longer. She had a different laugh. She had new bits that she was doing. You know, like, she was adapting. She was thriving, and she got to bond with her Nana and Granny. My parents absolutely loved it. They were spoiling her the whole week. So it was a win for everyone. So it seems obvious, but it is healthy to leave your child on a vacation every once in a while and have that you time. It took the first day, though, in Jamaica for me to get used to it, because it felt so weird to not have her there, any responsibilities.
There's not a little munchkin crawling up your leg.
It was so weird. Like, it took me a minute to actually start enjoying myself, to be honest with you, because it just felt so unnatural.
I wonder how long, because I know other people have done this. We have not. We have not gone anywhere without the kid.
Right.
For 2 years now. So
you're due.
Two very long years.
Two long, cold years.
I mean, look, my buddy's retiring from the military in Florida in April, and he wants me to come down for the ceremony. So this could be a good way for us to get away.
Yeah.
This wouldn't be our honeymoon.
Where's the wedding?
We're going to Jacksonville.
Jacksonville.
No, it's a retirement party for the military. It's not a wedding.
Right.
So I want to go. And she's like, well, what are we going to do with the kid? I'm like, drop him off at your sister's for 3 days. And your sister and your mom could take care of him. That's also the date that her sister is due.
Oh,
so
they're busy.
That's not in the cards, it seems.
Yeah.
So it looks like I'm gonna have to go alone, which kind of sucks.
Right.
Really sucks. No, you're kidding. I gotta go down there and hang out with my friends by myself and drink beer. But no, it kind of sucks. I kind of wanted the two of us to go so I can do what you and Kalina just did in Jamaica. We're not in Jamaica. We're in a fucking,
well, it sounds like you need to plan something else that's not a retirement party in Jacksonville, Florida, right? You need to plan something special.
Like a honeymoon.
Yeah, well, what are you doing for Valentine's Day?
We don't do anything for Valentine's Day. It's a stupid holiday.
I mean, I'm with you there. It is stupid.
She's one of the few, one of the reasons I married her, one of the few girls that is like, this is a dumb holiday. We got nice reservations for a nice place here in Philly.
That's what we're doing too. Wait, where are you going? Are we going to the same restaurant?
I'm not telling you. You don't like Thai food.
Okay, all right, we're not going to the same spot. But we also had reservations.
Were you going to Jersey Mike's?
Jersey Mike's? How'd you know? The way they put the oil and vinegar on their hoagies. No, we're doing Butcher and Singer on Walnut.
Okay, yeah. What's that? Steakhouse?
Yeah.
Nice steakhouse.
Okay. Yeah, it's nice. It's fancy, but we're bringing Kira, so.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
No, we're riding, there's the two of us.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, so we're watching their kid tonight so they can go do their Valentine's Day thing.
Ah, nice.
Her sister. I should say. And then we're watching, or she's watching. Her sister is watching our son tomorrow so we can go to that thing. So
I think I followed
a test run.
Yeah.
Okay. So we need to plan a honeymoon still, but both our passports are expired.
Jesus Christ.
It's the federal government.
It's over. It's going to take like two years to renew
the passports.
No, you're never going to have it's not going to happen. I'm telling you right now. I'm telling you your future. You're never going on this honeymoon.
Unless we go somewhere internally. Internally, I mean inside the...
Inside your bodies.
Not inside, yeah. Not inside Philly. Inside the country, somewhere else inside the country. Because she's been all over the world.
Right.
Nowhere in the United
States. And you are a sheltered man.
And I have been all over the United States, just nowhere else outside. I've not been all over the world. So I wanted to go to Europe or something, but we obviously didn't want to... obviously didn't want to bring the kid.
Obviously. Who wants to bring that fucker?
I don't want to bring him to Italy. It would be a completely different experience.
It would be a completely different experience. Like, if we brought Kira to Jamaica, we'd be spending most of the time in the hotel room when she naps, when she goes to bed early.
Yes.
It's a whole different thing.
It's out of the question because of his food allergies. We can't just go to a restaurant. I don't know how they are in Italy or England with a list of like, this may contain sesame or peanuts.
Right.
Like they do here.
Right.
So it's too much of a risk. Could be a flight risk. I don't know. He's a little troublemaker. He's a little rascal.
I've never taken Kira on a plane. Like, not yet.
No. So I think he's too young for all that.
Right.
But I also, on the other hand, it's like, is he also too young for us to just leave him somewhere? I don't want to say abandoned, but
ditch him.
It's time.
Listen, battle before Jamaica. I never would be the one to tell you this because I'd be like, I can't leave Kira, but I think it's healthy. I think you got to do it. Ditch your kid. You know, do you have your mother-in-law, you said, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Her mom.
Right.
But throw Harrison on her. Because she watches the other kid too. So it's like, her sister's kid. So, and then they're going to have another kid.
Bring home some souvenirs. You're good.
So
it was
she should come to Jacksonville with me, is what you're saying.
Maybe not Jacksonville.
Oh, okay. I'll go solo to Jacksonville, but look, he works. He's in the military. He doesn't get a choice.
They need to treat him better than that.
If your last assignment, sir, Jacksonville.
Sorry, Ed.
Thank you.
Yeah. What about Galentine's? You said your wife doesn't celebrate Valentine's Day. Does she celebrate Galentine's? Is another made up holiday?
Absolutely not. And if she told me that, I would file for divorce immediately.
Well, Colleen and my wife just celebrated Galentine's Day.
Sounds like a blast then.
Galentine's Day. So she went out to dinner with some gals and they did girl stuff. I don't know what it entails. I don't know. They
like
had
a magic mic night.
They had like tarot cards and they had, I don't know. I don't
crystals
know.
Along with their appetizers?
Crystals and bullshit. So Kira and I had a night out. We went to the bowling alley. Have you taken Harrison bowling?
No.
I don't recommend it.
It seems like a lot of noise for a young kid.
Noise, not so much, but they just don't understand the game.
Neither do I, and I'm 43.
And the bowling alley, we went during a time where apparently no one else was there. There's like two other kids there. So it was pretty nice. And it wasn't that loud. Or we went to the arcade, a pretty good arcade that's attached to the bowling alley.
They still have those? That's pretty sweet.
Yeah, it was pretty fun. So
probably
we did
the
like
same games. Like it still says WWE on the.
Yeah. It's all old school.
WWF.
No changes have been made in decades.
Yeah.
No, we did like the crane games and Kira won some stuff out of the crane games like herself. Like it was pretty impressive. Actually,
did you just shove your hand up in from the little thing
underneath. Just shook it.
Get it for her.
Yeah, she won like an ET stuff. Like, I don't know. We had a good time. Then we went to Ponzio's, this old school diner.
Ponzio's is huge.
Yeah.
Around here. Like they advertise with us in WIP. Like I've
They're
never
awesome.
Been there, but it's supposed to be amazing.
We got so many people came by and complimented Kira and we just had it.
On what?
Just being cute, being awesome.
Oh, okay.
She got a free cupcake out the deal, too. She got a free Cookie Monster cupcake. So we had a whole daddy-daughter night. She was so excited about our experience that when she had a bath later on the night, she took a shit in the tub.
Now, is that a parenting first?
I would like to say yes, but no. I mean, it happened to to Kalina. She poops in the tub for her. This is the first for me, though. Took a nice deuce.
So
right in the tub. Right in the tub. Like it was a two deuce. It wasn't
two
one.
Two turds.
Two turds in a tub. It's a whole different kind of video.
Coming this fall to Fox.
Two turds in a tub.
Two turds in a tub.
So So I have to get her out of the tub, then I have to take all of her toys out and sanitize those, and then I have to clean the tub.
Yeah, I was visiting my buddy Ted up in outside of Boston a few years ago. This is before I was with my now wife. This is before, clearly before we had kids. And I was just staying with them in their house, and I remember him, there's a commotion in the bathroom. It was bath night or something like that. And I'm just down the hall drinking, right? And he comes out and he goes, "Well, Matt, we had a parenting first. She just took a shit in the tub."
You'll never forget that.
Yeah. And I remember that story every time I'm lowering Harrison into the tub every Wednesday and Sunday night.
Yeah.
So far, so good. So what happens? I smelled bleach. Like, they went through this whole process to kind of scrub the place clean.
Oh, yeah.
Do you really need to do all that?
It's like watching Dexter trying to clean up after his kill. You know what I mean? It was just, it's a process because, of course, she has all the bath toys because she loves bath toys. So I have to pluck all those toys out while dodging the turds. And then I have to sanitize those. I let them soak, honestly. I'm like, I'll deal with these toys later. I'll let these soak.
What do they soak? Just soapy water?
I put some Dawn. You know, they use Dawn to, like, save ducks from oil spills. Yeah, so I'm like, all right, let me put some Dawn on this. I think I've seen this on the news.
Good enough for ducks in the wild. It's good enough for my daughter.
And her shit. So I let those soak. I let those soak overnight. And then, yeah, got her to the tub, drained the tub, got the turds out of there. This is a very graphic episode of this podcast. And then I
it's
sprayed
right. I
it
put an explicit label.
Yeah, not suitable for work or for anyone. I sprayed it with every cleaner we had, pretty much, and then I drained the tub again. It was like a 4-step process, to be honest with you.
Why don't you just make her clean it? She was the one that made the mess.
I should have, honestly. It's a little more relaxed than I want her to get in the tub. She was just she laughed at first. She thought it was funny.
I'm sure it's a howl. So it's fair to say she's not potty trained yet.
No, not so much, Battle. No, not so much. We've been trying. She's done it before. You know, she's peed in her potty. She hasn't pooped in her potty yet.
So your wife leaves for Galentine's day, night, evening, and you have turd day.
Ponzios and poop.
Okay.
Ponzios is good.
I'm trying to think of the timeline here. So your wife went out for the night. She wasn't at somebody else's house. She didn't have the girls over.
Well,
she was alone with the turds.
I'll back it up to say she was supposed to have Galentine's at the house, but some people canceled last minute and she pivoted since there was only like two gals remaining. So they went out.
Women, but, right?
Women. So I already made plans to take Kira on a night out on the town. So we went out regardless.
So outside of this little mishap in the tub,
it was a great time.
It was a great time.
She was so well behaved at Ponzio's, right? She was getting compliments for how great she was. She ate all of her food, clearly, because she shit it all out later on that evening. She was great at the arcade. Honestly, she's a really well behaved kid. She has her moments, right? Her moments where she has meltdowns.
I think she's very well behaved.
For the most
few times we've hung out with the kids.
Yeah.
Both of our kids are well behaved.
Yeah.
Compared to other things that I see.
And I see some shit. But I also see some shit parents too. Not to judge parents, but I see some things now.
I always wonder if it's the nature versus nurture thing. And I've always wondered that my whole life. Like, is it bad parenting or is this person a bad egg?
And I think it's a mix of both.
It can be a mix of both.
Yeah.
Because if you have two kids, here's a good example. This family that I knew in high school.
Yeah.
Two daughters. One was like on a roll, got accepted to all the high schools, all the Penn, Harvard,
sure.
I mean? Maybe not Harvard, but like Cornell.
Yeah.
The lower tier. Ivy Leagues. Not Penn's fine. I'm sorry. I don't mean to put in the lower tier of Ivy Leagues. Penn's right up there. and the other one became a stripper.
Right.
So what is that?
What went wrong?
Yeah. I don't know. I think some are just wired wrong. But I also think you could take a good kid and
mess them up.
Yes.
Because they're like a fresh batch of clay and you can mold it any way you want. And I think some parents just fucking squash that clay.
Because they're dumb.
Like, they're dumb.
Your kid shouldn't be chugging 4 Mountain Dews.
Right.
Like, he's 3 years old.
You see some things out in the wild. Like, you see some parents deal with their kids a certain way and you're like, ooh, I don't know, man.
Have you been to a mall lately?
I try not to, but I was at the mall, yeah, like a few weeks ago, actually.
You're just
Hill.
Like...
You see some shit.
What the fuck happened?
I know.
This is the nice mall.
Like how they...
Just walking around with sweatpants on.
Right. Or like with their kid... Yeah. Well, they yell and scream at their kid. Yeah. Like, you know, if their kid misbehaves, like how they deal with it is just interesting.
Do you yell at Kira?
No.
No.
I mean, I'm stern when I have to be, but I don't think yelling is going to get the point across any better than like, I'll get down on one knee and like get on her level and I'll explain to her why what she's doing is wrong or how she should act. You know, when she wants something, her initial thing was screaming for it. Like if she wanted, she'd just be like, ah,
I'm
like,
yeah.
I'm like, Kira, we don't scream. What do we do when we want something? And when I say that, she goes, please.
There you go.
She says it like that. She says like E.T. Please. Phone home.
That's good parenting, though, because Harrison would do the same. And I think it's just the age. It's what they go through.
Sure.
He just does this. He would go. He doesn't really do it anymore because he's now learning to talk after.
Sure.
All. Like, what are you saying? I don't know what you're saying. Yeah. Just kind of going like and like pointing, but like a Kermit the Frog arm flailing kind of way.
Right.
Like, I don't know what you're pointing at. The clock? What is that? What do you want? Oh, the orange cup?
Yeah.
Now he says orange.
Mm.
Right? Or it's more like an iron, is
right.
what he says. But, yeah, I don't know. I think...
You see, some parents, and I think it's like lack of patience. They just like skip over that part where they're teaching their kid, and they're just like yelling. I'm like, well, they just don't understand, and they're getting used to communicating.
And if you're just screaming the whole time at the kids...
That's intimidating. It's, like, they're scared.
It's that, and it just becomes the normal. It just becomes
right.
noise. So, especially if they're like two or three, they're just going to start laughing, thinking you're playing some game.
Right,
do
right.
Do you know what I mean? Like, ah, no, ah! Like doing that all the time, the kids are
yeah.
saying, ah! No, right? Like doing that.
They think it's a game.
Yes, exactly. So you have to kind of, here's a good example of what I do.
Right.
Maybe I shouldn't behave this way, but something needed to get fucking done.
Yeah.
My wife is very busy with work. We're both working from home the other day. Her mom's over watching the kids. The kids are being terrible together. Just mm-hmm. like misbehaving, right? Just mischievous two-year-old boys.
Uh-huh.
So her mom is getting frustrated with the kids. She's getting frustrated because she's arguing with somebody from, my wife is arguing with somebody from work and trying to figure out what the hell the kids are doing.
Mm-hmm.
So she comes down. And then I hear like, stop, don't eat those. You're going to choke on those. Stop, don't eat those over and over and over again. And I just kind of like, and I'm in the basement trying to work on stuff.
That's it.
So I just kind of go upstairs and I see Harrison, the kids with these little pom-pom puff balls.
Uh-huh.
I just ripped them out of their hands. Right. And I said, no more. And I shoved them in my pocket and I went upstairs and I threw them away. So now, like, problem solved. They're not going to choke on them anymore.
Yeah.
So I don't like to do the standing around. I understand what she was taking, like, your approach. Like,
right,
no,
right.
We don't do that.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I don't want the kids to fucking choke. So
I mean,
looking back on it, I was wrong. I should have allowed her to massage this and remedy it in a calm way because we don't really yell at him. We don't have a policy of don't yell at the kid.
Right.
I've certainly done that.
Yeah, and I don't mean to throw stones at other parents. Like, you know, sometimes, I mean, and sometimes you catch parents at just like a bad moment.
Right. I was having a bad moment.
No, no one's a perfect parent. And I just try to remind myself, like, hey, have some patience. Like, this kid's two, and everything is new. Everything is new.
Yes. These pom poms were new.
These pom poms are new.
These are great. I got to shove them in my mouth, see what happens. Well, that's a bad idea. They're too small. We didn't think he was going to do that.
And he just took him and threw him out. Bad day for the pom-poms.
What are you doing for the Super Bowl?
What am I doing for the Super Bowl? I'm with Kira.
How about we talk about it next, Ben? We got to go to break.
We have to go to break? Yeah, let's get paid. All right, let's go to break.
If you love your phone, but not your carrier, just switch to T-Mobile. You can keep your phone, keep your number, and we'll help pay it off up to $800 per line. You can also use our savings calculator to compare our plans and streaming benefits against Verizon and AT&T. So, switch and keep your phone, keep your number, and keep more of your moolah at T-Mobile.com.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, port in 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games, or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, so the Eagles are in the Super Bowl.
Woo!
This is huge.
Oh, this is weird for you because you're not actually not an Eagles fan.
Yeah, no.
Not only are you not an Eagles fan, you are a huge fan of one of their division rivals.
Oh, you're just outing me left and right. Wow, look at this.
This isn't a secret, is it?
I mean, I root for the Eagles. I live in the city of Philadelphia for 10 years. I'm on the air every day. I don't root against the Eagles, but yes, you're right. I am from New York originally. And so I do have ties to the New York Giants.
Look,
at least not the Cowboys.
I was going to say.
Hey, at least not the Cowboys.
I think in terms of, I've lived here long enough to know that Cowboys are public enemy number one.
Oh, fuck
which
them.
We all knew.
We can all agree
the whole
on that.
The country knew that.
Yeah.
For, as far as Eagles are concerned.
Right.
Commanders are two, it seems.
They're not even a real Giants, team.
Yeah, but there seems to be some animosity there.
Yeah,
more
so
than the Giants, right?
I think we're harmless.
Yeah.
It's been a long 10 years for the Giants. We got our asses kicked in the playoffs against the Eagles. I knew they were going to win. I mean, the Eagles on paper are the best team in the league. And my wife's an Eagles fan. So, you know, of course I'm rooting for the Eagles. Happy wife, happy life and all that stuff.
Of course.
So she's going to an Eagles party in the city.
Whoa.
And the game doesn't start till 6:30. So I'm not going to bring Kira out to the city to just inevitably bring her home in an hour to put her to bed. You know what I mean? So I'm just going to watch it at home, me and Kira.
Wow. You're riding solo again with the kid.
Riding solo with the kid. We'll see how long I'll be able to watch the game before we, you know, put on Frozen 2.
What time? She doesn't like football. It's weird. What time does she usually go to bed now?
Somewhere in the 7 o'clock hour, like 7:30-ish.
Yeah, that's all right.
Give or take.
Like, he's probably usually in bed by 8:15, 8:30.
Yeah, like the bedtime ritual
goes
routine.
Goes on for like an hour.
It gets longer and longer as the weeks go on. There's a whole thing. Songs need to be sung. Stories need to be read. Certain stuffed animals need to be placed in a certain arrangement in the crib.
And that's one of the things
brushing
that
the
nobody
teeth.
Really warns you or tells you about until you become a parent. It's something you don't even, you can't even wrap your head around. Like when I had friends that had kids, like, all right, I'm going to put the kid to sleep. Then I'll come out. Like, all right.
Three hours later.
Wait, like, what are you doing, man? I'm ready to leave.
Right. When she's a baby, like, baby, she's already asleep in your arms. And then you put her in the crib and like, that's it. But now when she's two and a half, oh my God.
You got to lure them upstairs. You got to make it this exciting thing. Like, oh, it's going to be fun. He's a good sleeper usually. Like he's usually,
so she,
he'll tell
yeah.
you when he's ready for bed.
Oh, really?
A lot of times he will. 80%
oh, so I'll have to trick her to get into bed. But when she's asleep, she's out. She doesn't wake up. She can sleep from 7:30 to 7:30 a.m. Like no problem.
Well, we're both lucky at this stage of the game that they're in that sleep mode. But it's this process of, okay, now we got to brush your teeth. We got to put a certain song on to brush your teeth to. And sometimes he doesn't want to brush his teeth. So I got to hold him down like fucking.
Yeah.
Hacksaw Jim Duggan.
Like a psych ward trying to
sometimes he bites down on it and rips it out and he rips the and throws the toothbrush across the room.
It's like putting a Wolverine to bed.
Right.
It's insane.
Then you gotta go, all right, you gotta change him in his pajamas. That's a whole process. No, he doesn't want these pajamas. He wants the bear ones. You get the bear ones out.
Yes.
Then he starts ripping the bear pajamas off. Don't let these anymore. I want the cow ones.
They're at the age where they're selecting their outfits now.
Yes. But we like to give them options so we're not just like, put this on, shut up.
Right. She wants specific things on now. Like she will say, no, I don't want to put that on. I want to put on. It's always the same like Nemo shirt that she wants to wear.
Right. You give him like two outfits.
We'll
put them out. Usually she'll put them out while I'm brushing his teeth. I'm like, okay, which one? So it's not like this overwhelming.
Right.
You pull out the drawer and there's 50 pairs of pajamas.
Forget about it.
And he's like, no.
Yeah,
it turns into a game.
You'll be there all night.
No. Yeah. He says no very clearly now.
Does Harrison still nap? Is he still napping?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because he goes down at like
hit or miss.
12:45 to like 2:45.
Nice. Yeah, Kira is kind of going through a phase right now where like there was a few days a couple weeks ago where she wasn't napping. And if she doesn't nap, that day is shot to hell. Like that window of time, like I'll work out, you know, I'll go to the gym, I'll do laundry, like I'll take a nap.
Oh, it's a lifesaver.
And if she doesn't
then you
nap,
can actually shower, right? When they're napping.
If she doesn't nap, I'm screwed.
Okay, sorry, I got off track with the whole bedtime thing. So,
So Super Bowl.
Basically, we're gonna miss half of the game because we're putting the kids to sleep.
All that to say is, I hope the Eagles win. I'm not sure how much of the game I'll be watching. Maybe the second half. After Rihanna performs, I'll be able to watch the game when Kira's asleep.
Are you doing? Oh yeah, you're working for a top 40 station. You gotta watch Rihanna.
Rihanna.
That's the big topic the next day for you is
Rihanna's
the halftime
back, baby.
Yeah.
You're not pumped about Rihanna?
No.
No.
But I am rooting for the Eagles.
What are you doing for the Super Bowl?
We're going to her sister's because they're both, you know, they're all Eagles fans. They're all from here. Obviously, I'm rooting for the Eagles. I work for the station, the Eagles
right.
station. You know, I kind of was like, what are we doing for the Super Bowl? And she's like, we're going to my sister's. And I said, do they want us over there? Or do you just invite us over there? Because to be fair, if my team's in the Super Bowl, I really just kind of want to watch it by myself with beer.
I would agree with that.
Because I'm going to scream and yell in jubilation, and I'm going to punch walls in anger.
And I don't want any distractions. I don't want people talking over stuff.
Why'd they wear those uniforms? Like, I don't want any of that shit. Now, why'd they run the ball there?
Because they wanted to. That's what the situation called for. I can't have any, like, explaining the football.
I watch all games by myself.
Yes.
That's how I
try to.
Yeah.
But sometimes it doesn't work out that way. So we're going to go over there, and I'm probably going to do the thing where you bring beer.
Mm-hmm.
I find myself doing this now because I never know what situation I'm walking into wherever I go. And if I want to have a beer, mm-hmm. I feel like I need to bring my own, and I leave it in the car, and I'll like go inside. And if there's nothing to drink, I'm like, I'll be right back. And I'll go outside and just pound the beer and go back inside.
What if they had beer, but it's not the beer that you want? Like,
I'd probably still drink mine.
Yeah.
If they show, I don't want to say any brand names, but if they should, I don't think Natty Ice advertises with us.
Yeah.
But if I go somewhere and they have like, a sophomore level beer.
Right.
Like Busch
Ice. I got to go to the car real quick.
You're right.
Yeah.
Like, well, I don't feel like shitting out my intestines by 10 p.m. So I'm not going to have the Natty Ice. Thank you.
So Harrison's coming with you for the Super Bowl party.
Yeah. Yes. He actually likes, because I have a Buffalo Bills book that we read at night that he likes.
Oh, nice.
So it teaches, it's for kids.
You're grooming
him. 2-year-olds, right.
Grooming.
It, so he likes ball. If it's on TV, he'll just go, ball, blue.
Like
run.
What if he grows up to be an Eagles fan and not a Buffalo Bills fan?
Yeah, I don't know.
Will you still love him?
Not as much.
Right, a little less. he'll take a hit on that.
I would be fine with that because we're here.
Well, because Kellen asked that question, like, what if Kira grows up to be an Eagles fan and not a Giants fan?
It's a bigger issue in your house because they're division rivals.
Right.
I don't have a dog in this fight. You know what I mean? Mm. So, I mean, I'd rather him be a Bills fan, but I'd also like him to be around a winner.
So, right.
And doesn't grow up to be a miserable bastard like his father, because everything he likes and is involved with sucks and they lose all the time.
You wish for happiness in his life.
Right.
Yeah.
I want him to have a better life than mine. So I don't know if I wish him to be a Bills fan. Mm. If he becomes a Bills fan because he sees my fandom surrounding it, then that's great. But if he becomes an Eagles fan because his mom's an Eagles fan and he, you know, is growing up in Philadelphia.
It makes sense.
Nothing wrong with being associated with a team in a major market that is a Super Bowl winner. So
I mean, they look good. We'll have to see on Sunday. Now, is Harrison, when the food is out, the Super Bowl spread, is he a good eater? Like, is he going to eat a lot of the Super Bowl food? I know he has his allergies and whatnot, but
that's the problem. We have to see. It depends on where it's from. There's certain places we can order from that are like, nope, there's no nuts or sesame in any of our food. Like, done. Like Maggio's, any allergy parents listening, Maggiano's.
Maggiano's?
Maggiano's,
the Italian place?
Yeah, they were really good about it. So that's what we did for New Year, or one of the holidays.
Yeah, they got one in Cherry Hill, Maggiano's, yeah.
Oh, do they?
Yeah.
So, allergy parents, that's good. My wife is huge on that, obviously, huge on that stuff, but she's part of these, like, allergy mom groups on the internet, and, like, don't buy this, you'll buy this, you know, Annie's little fucking bunnies, you know what I mean?
Oh, the Annie's bunnies are good.
That he loves those. He calls them babies, but... Those are not.
I find myself
free.
Eating Kira snacks more than I eat like our snacks.
Mm. What's she into these days?
Those bunnies, those are good. Goldfish. Does Harrison mess with goldfish?
Yeah, those are good.
So good.
He's out of that phase though. He loved them for a long time. He'll eat them every once in a while as part of his little snack cup. It's a medley of that.
The phases come and go, and they don't tell you until it's too late. Like I don't fuck with that food anymore. I thought you found out. I thought you knew. You didn't get the press release.
It just changes.
It just happens.
Yeah.
All of a sudden they want something completely different.
But no. So we'll probably bring I don't know what's on the menu. I'll eat anything. So I don't know what's on the menu, but
I'm just picturing you and Harrison just burping and farting on the couch together, just enjoying the game. Do you have a gassy kid?
Yes, he is. In fact, we should start playing audio of the children on the show. I've got audio of him.
Oh yeah.
Shouting. I'm getting him ready for bed and she's rolling tape and he's just farting in my lap and laughing.
Nice.
And then he ran dry because he starts going, "More farts."
That's so funny you said that.
More farts.
Kira's doing the same thing.
I go, "No more farts." There's more farts.
That's like, funny.
And like, Harrison, I can't create more farts for you to fart out.
Right.
Like, you generate those, not me.
That's hilarious.
I don't have anything to do with your farts.
Has been cracking up at her own farts. And so she tooted, call them toots. And she turns to me and she smiles, big ass smile on her face. And then she goes, "More." "More, please." But you're not a dad until your kid shits in the tub.
I get this to look forward to.
Yep.
This has been Hashtag Fatherhood on Odyssey.
He took a shit in the tub.